Never exclude lands because of zoning. Never think that because it is heard that in this land you can only build this much or this particular type of building and you cannot build some other building, that therefore you don't consider that land. Never think like that, because zoning is a decision of people who, once they are properly informed about the unique precious value of this invincibility development coming to their area, that can be changed. So we don't even try to change the zoning before we buy the land. If we like it, it's of good size and it's properly located and all that, then we'll take it and we'll deal with this issue later. And we should be looking for at least 1 or 1.5 hectares of land. That means 2.5 to 3.5 acres of land for every 100 flyers we want to have. This is the very, very minimum. Larger will be better. But if you plan to build a colony for 200 flyers, for example, then multiply at least 1 or 1.5 hectares, that means 2.5 to 3 or 4 acres, which is the minimum for 100 flyers, by 2. So in the case of 200 flyers, you would want to have a minimum of 2 or 3 hectares, or say 5 to 8 acres. But lands of about 10 hectares or in acres, 25 acres, will be even better and more ideal for our peace colonies. So locate these lands in or around the capitals and major cities with yogic flyers in the country very soon, and proceed to build very, very soon. So never feel you are alone. Never think that you are alone in whatever country. One governor, 5 governors together, because you have the strength of the whole world movement, and if you need some help with money or anything, ask our Ministry of Finance. It is your own ministry, so you can quickly accomplish the goal of invincibility for your nation. And you should be in contact with me once a day or every other day. So leave your name and the country and the contact details.